Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Howdy, tell you, posh mate. Hello, G and Divas. You join William Hanson and I backstage at Brighton. We're just going through a final script read, and I can't think of a line for the first part when we go on.
We try and make, Jordan tries to make one of his sort of questions at the top that he always asks normally in the podcast. He tries to make it topical or local.
Yeah.
Or ideally, both. And currently,
the line I've got is blah, 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 blah. Like Brighton, how do you tell your posh mate you don't need full riot gear for a night out in Brighton?
And that worked beautifully in Sheffield.
And Leeds.
And Leeds.
And Manchester.
And Manchester. And Glasgow. And indeed many of the places that we've been on this tour.
But we need a new line for Brighton.
But Brighton is slightly more sophisticated than I thought it was going to be.
Like, how do you tell your posh mate that a power bottom isn't... Come on, let's riff.
Available this evening.
No, isn't... Let's riff, come on, you're joining us.
No, not riff, that's when we have an argument, riff.
Oh, let's riff, sorry. You're joining us now, Gene Divas, backstage in our creative
being taken
space.
Up the lanes isn't quite what he thinks.
No, come on, keep going, Ben. How do you tell your posh mate that Brighton isn't that bright? Don't worry, Ben.
How about how you tell your posh mate that liking it up the front, is it like the
no,
front?
No, it's not that crass, bloody hell. Even for me to say that's crude. How do you tell... this is Life Tour...
Do we make a Labour Party conference joke?
Oh, wait, that could be good. This is Life Tour that helps you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer 21st century questions and find those solutions to everyday dilemmas like, how do you tell...
your posh mate that all the Labour Party have left, that was last week.
Yeah,
it's fine.
There you are. That...
We don't do politics.
Tell your posh mate that. Do you want to talk about Sheffield on Sunday?
Leeds.
Oh, for fuck.
Well, let's talk about that.
First of all, right, I am...
Jordan has actually admitted that he had a quote-unquote top five hangover on Sunday when we were performing at City Varieties in Leeds, the venue that I was most looking forward to visiting because it means so much to me because a lot of my comedy heroes have performed there. And Jordan walks on stage... start of the night with "Hello Sheffield,"
and I didn't even do it as a joke. It was I'd been on a stag do the night before at the day before at Chester Races, and it was definitely last Sunday was top five hangovers of all time.
I've said this before. I think it's sad that you can actually number your hangovers.
Oh, there's up there. Day after Rick's wedding, that's definitely top two. My brother's stag do 2011.
There seems to be a bridal theme.
Yeah.
With your hangovers.
Yeah, that was a top one. So I'm just going to say this now. It's been brought to my attention today in Brighton that I wasn't on best form on Sunday. I thought we just about managed to get away with it, but apparently I missed a lot of cues, messed up a lot of lines.
No, you were still very good, and it was very on brand for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that in the nicest possible way.
So how do you think it's gone so far?
It's going very well. Someone on Instagram last week said, are we going to release a little episode just to check in with everybody, see how we are, how they are? I hope everyone is well. How are you enjoying the tour? Because last time we spoke to everyone, we had just finished the show in Birmingham. We've done many more shows since then. All going well?
Yeah, I think it's going really well. In fact, I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
You are almost a changed man since that very first tour that we've ever done. Oh, I say tour, the very first show we ever did. You do still get nervous.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a bit of nerves. At Birmingham, you were quite nervous, but that's perhaps understandable. But generally, you are a lot more confident. And you're a little bit calmer. Still quite needy, but that's your personality.
Cheers. I mean, no, I still get very nervous. The last half hour...
Okay, you're hiding it better. Let's put it that way.
Do you think? Mm. Do you think?
Yeah.
Because the last tour, I was really nervous. Manchester Podcast Festival, I was in bits, weren't I?
Yes, you were, actually. Mm. Yeah. But no, I think you've evolved. I think that's everything that happened to you last year has helped.
Do you know? Yeah, definitely. I've said that.
It makes me feel proud that you are.
Thank you. It's the best thing I ever did, and it's given me a new lease of life. It's actually really good to see all...
How many times have you said that line?
Not so many. But it's true. It is true. It's so nice to see actual... The G and Divas that listen to the podcast every week to come to a live show as well. It's, you know, it really is. We do have the best and most loyal listeners and the funniest ones. Some, because we don't want to give too much away, but there is some dilemmas and problems during the show, and you guys are hilarious.
It's fascinating seeing what people are willing to share. Mm. I mean, it's fascinating seeing what people are willing to share on the podcast, but when... in a live show, you know, the person that we're reading out their dilemma is sitting potentially... 10 feet away from us,
yeah,
and in the room is Brave. I think just about covers it.
How are you finding the tour? I've not asked you. How are you finding it?
I'm loving it. I'm particularly liking going to cities or towns that we haven't been to on previous tours, like Brighton, Nottingham. We're going to in
Newcastle.
A few years' time. Yes, Newcastle. We haven't done.
God, they'll be mad up there every time we get up there.
Sheffield. We haven't actually done Sheffield.
If this takeover happens, yeah.
What, sorry?
Newcastle are being bought out by us.
The whole of Newcastle?
No, the football club.
Oh, right.
What did you make of Sheffield? Because there was a lot of build-up to Sheffield, and you give it a bit of stick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, look. Sheffield, you didn't make it very difficult for me, because we get off the train, and immediately opposite the carriage doors was a poster. We put it on our social media that said, Sheffield, know your poo.
Yeah.
And it had little graphic representations of different stool samples. They'd put it in a sort of a pretty pink to try and make it look a little bit more appealing. And then a minute later, we're still at the station, we're leaving the station, and some girls coming the other way are chatting to each other, and they say something like, oh no, I always find if you tell work that you've got diarrhoea, you get a good 48 hours off. And it's like everyone seems to be obsessed with poo.
No, it was just a sign for good poo.
But Ben and I, and Mikey, who was with us, because, you know, nearby to his native place.
Just been Wakefield, so thought I'd come see you in Leeds and Sheffield. White rose, 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 white rose.
White woes, did you say?
Rose. Don't get cocky. Can I just say, on that note, by the way, William always, at every show, has an entourage with him. He's not came on his own to one show. Maybe Birmingham.
No, we had people in Birmingham.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have anyone in Glasgow.
You've got Tom here with you tonight in Brighton.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, we're having a fantastic time. It's been a great tour. It's been so much fun.
And we've got obviously Nottingham. By the time this goes out, we've done Nottingham. We've got London three times.
London.
And Newcastle.
Newcastle. Why, hey, man, can't wait for you to come up to Newcastle. Gonna get you fucking hammered, we are, like. And we've got a lot of celebrate in the city now. And you can bring your posh maid and we'll get mortal drunk, like.
And the best thing about Newcastle I'm looking forward to is every time that we have done a tour or a show, people have gone. The responses under posts on social media is, why aren't you coming to Newcastle? Of all the cities that we sort of, I say, left out, nothing was deliberate. Newcastle was the one that I saw the most. So the fact that we are now finally going to Newcastle, with a bit of a delay in between because of the obvious, is quite exciting.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the rest of the day. Just looking forward to the rest of the tour. We will do another episode, and I think we should maybe, because we don't want to give too much away, but should make... That's not what you think it is. It's my foot and I think. We should maybe do an episode where we read out our favourite dilemmas.
I think that's an excellent idea. For those that weren't able to come to the show.
Because, let me tell you, so the second part of the show is pretty much, not all of it, but is the audience problems and questions. And there's been some absolutely fantastic ones. And we've kept our favourite ones from across the tour, so we'll do a full episode.
Yes, that would be nice.
On
I don't want to sort of change the mood.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know, upset you before we go on stage in Brighton.
Oh, great. We're due on, what, an hour? But yeah, go on.
Could I just, if I may, mention my other podcast?
Oh, sure.
Series 2, out tomorrow.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Series 2, episode 1, new episodes every Wednesday. We obviously didn't pick Tuesday. That day was taken.
You are one cheeky ass, get you. You have more front than Blackpool. more front than Brighton.
So, for those that don't know, obviously Jordan's listened to every episode.
It is very funny, by the way.
Keeping Up Appearances, the luxury podcast. You are actually a sort of an old vintage comedy aficionado. Explain to those that don't know what Keeping Up Appearances is, what it was.
Keeping Up Appearances was a sitcom in the early 90s, starring Patricia Routledge as Hyacinth Bouquet, who was a middle-class snob. She's very middle-class, but she thought she was a bit more upper-class, and it's a fantastic sitcom. It's a British institute. And I'd even say, if you've not seen the sitcom, don't worry, just listen to the podcast, because I have heard a good few episodes with William and Jonathan. And they're both hilarious together. They really are. And Jonathan is like, he's the shining star in that. But do you think you'll be in a podcast where you're like, come out on top? You'll be...
Fingers crossed.
I'm joking.
No.
But FYI, so many of my friends, I know you're the funniest on this
podcast. Oh, stop it.
No, I'm not saying it to me. All my friends and family say it. I'm like, I know.
Well, all my friends and family say you're funniest.
No. Anyway, look, listen to his podcast. It's very funny. Also, can I just say, I am on your radio every weekday. Monday to Thursday, 3:30 till 6 p.m. Come and join us, BBC Radio 1.
Great. Here is a clip. Jonathan, a bit like you, I think I've decided that this is perhaps one of my criteria for liking people, is like you, Jonathan has a story for everything. Now, Jonathan has come from a sort of a different space to you, so the stories, thankfully, are different, but you both like a drink. So that's a nice similarity as well. This is a story about Jonathan's rather noisy sex neighbours.
In this scene, they refer, Onslow and Daisy refer to the fact that they have heard Rose with Mr. Bickerstaff.
That's so disconcerting. I've been in a few hotels before where you can hear things going on next door.
Well, I mentioned my noisy neighbours upstairs.
Yes,
so
let's have an update.
In my first flat, I had six people moved in upstairs. He was a builder. And he had a girlfriend, and this girlfriend I can only describe as being as common as muck.
Oh.
And I think, and I don't wish to go into too much detail here, but no. He was a bit of a stallion.
Okay.
And they would, on a Friday and Saturday night, they'd clearly go out to a pub, come home, and it would start. And it would go on and on and on and on. And it would always build to the same crescendo. Oh, that's amazing. Then the shower would go on. And moments later, it would start all over again. And
again?
It would go on again.
Again. And when you say it goes on and on and on, what are we talking?
An hour.
Heterosexuals.
Hour
7 minutes.
An hour, hour and 15 minutes. And always you'd wait for the...
Oh, my
God. Amazing! And this went on. It was normally Friday and Saturday nights.
Was it just twice a night?
Well, yes, twice a night was quite. That was quite enough. Actually,
no, I wondered how many times did the loop continue.
It just went on, and it went on for a few months. And you know, it was one of those very difficult. And I told all my friends, and they all used to, when they saw me, they'd go, "Oh, is it amazing?" And one day, it was when, do you remember when 24 first came out?
Yes.
And do you remember in 24, there's that sound effect where it goes, boop, 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 ba-doo. you remember that?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
noise.
I've just rewatched 24.
Yeah, okay. So I was watching 24 quite a lot. And one day I was in the car park and this builder upstairs, he comes over to me. He said, excuse me, mate. He said, are you watching 24 at the moment? I said, yes. He said, could you turn your telly down a bit? Because I can hear it coming through my flat. I said, I beg your pardon. I said, if you knew what I had to listen to with your girlfriend. It was amazing. I really let rip. He moved out the following week.
And what did he say?
Nothing. He just left. He went bright red and he left. Moved.
That showed him.
Disgusting. Sex people.
If they are your neighbours now, listeners, write in.
You'll recognise them. Ugh.
Imagine if they ever bring back This Is Your Life and they do This Is Your Life for you. Do you remember this voice? And then from behind the doors.
Oh, dear. Horrible.
That man is a very funny man. God bless him.
It's nice again just to sit there. Another podcast that I do, and I sit and laugh at other people's funny stories.
You never talk about during that clip. I've just spilt beer all over my new white T-shirt because I'm not having a diva fit.
Mm.
But is it too much to ask for a bottle opener? That's all I'm asking for.
This is also the person who just took a phone call from the spa he's booked.
and the food's here. Producer, hey, the food's here. So now is a better time. We're going to have our food and get on our G and Divas Help I Sex with My Boss tour playlist.
Well, this is a playlist that Jordan has created.
It's great.
It's full of very butch classics.
And a 1, 2, 3. We'll leave you with this, G and Divas. Oh, it smells good, that, Ben.
Do we have the rights for this?
I was tired of my lady. We've been together too long. Like a worn out recording. Don't stop it. I'm a favourite song.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.